Billionaire Bodyguard Attraction by Joanne Wadsworth. Billionaire Bodyguards, Book 1. Chapter 1. That is one massive superyacht, and one I shouldn't be on. Lydia crossed her arms, eyeing the four levels of darkened glass and sleek white panels as the luxury ship sat proudly in its private berth at Auckland Marina's gated wharf. And was that a pool? Oh shoot. Yes, it was. A huge kidney-shaped pool glistened from the center of the 150-foot yacht. All the comforts one could desire, except not her. She shouldn't even be here. Ben? She swung around, leveling a glare on her bodyguard. Don't say it. Ben scanned the marina. You're getting on that ship and working as a caregiver. No arguments. Don't you no argument me. Tyler Whitehall will throw me off his ship, or he would if he remembered me. What happens if he does? He'll have to dive in to rescue you. He smiled, then quickly straightened his mouth. Tyler's one of the best bodyguards in the business, and I still need you somewhere safe, away from home shores. With your case unsolved, Tyler's ship is my choice. Tyler had been assigned to guard her after she'd witnessed the hit and run of a wealthy businessman. 10 days later, he'd taken 3 bullets in the back to protect her and 4-year-old Jay. She'd never forget his blood on her hands as it had pumped from his body. Tyler put his life on the line for me. I won't allow that to happen again. Now, he wouldn't have wanted you or the boy to get hurt. That's what we do. We guard. She planted her hands on her hips. Yes, you guard, but no, you shouldn't get shot. Not for me. You're an eyewitness. If we don't have you, we don't have someone to identify Johnny Titus' killer. That's when we find him. Which we will. His look was sharp, determined, and inarguable. You'll have the cover you need once on board with Tyler, as well as a break from the safe house. Surely you like the idea of a cruise to the Fijian Islands? She frowned. That's a trick question. Being in the program means remaining in seclusion. Not on board a luxury ship. Tyler's wonderful brothers and nephew will be on board. This is their family holiday. You'll be in more danger from Nico than he ever will be from you. 4-year-olds, as adorable as they are tricky little things. Nico has endless energy. Children are not things, Ben. He shrugged. All that matters is you're one of the best caregivers I know. I told Nico's father, and he's all for your arrival. But he won't know who I am. She wanted to hit him over the head. The man was far too obstinate. And deaf. He didn't listen to a word she said. Even Tyler won't know. That's the whole point of you having name suppression, Lydia. This is impossible. I knew you'd come around. What? She was not coming around, but he nudged her from behind, then directed her through the arched gateway and along the slatted wooden walkway. He rolled her suitcase over the boards. Its clatter overpowered the water lapping and sloshing against the pilings. What I should have said was you're impossible, Ben. And a lunatic. He chuckled. We've lived with each other day in and day out for a year. The safe house will ring with peace while you're gone. Peace my ass. I've asked Saria to ride your tail, Ben. Damn it, I can't believe I'm doing this. She yanked on his black shirt sleeve. I mean it. I don't want to do this. Hey? You'll be fine. I know you're worried, but you don't need to be, and your sister's in good hands. Stop stressing and enjoy this break. It's only on offer once. Tyler's on board that ship. Ben, you know the guilt I feel. I can never forget what happened to him.